phone number is protected by spam call filtering. Please press
6-7
to continue.
Hello, hi, Miss Sara. This is Alberto from Family First. How are you?
I've had better days. What can I help you with today?
Sara, I'm calling because I have to do the monthly follow-up on your services. So I have three short questions for you.
Go ahead. Okay.
The first one is regarding your contact information. I want to know if everything remains the same since the last time we spoke.
Nothing has changed. I mean, other than my health and other than my daughter having lupus, I mean, a lot's changed in that perspective, but everything's still the same as of now. I go to the doctor's tomorrow, and it was supposed to be today. We go tomorrow, and I'm going to talk to them about possibly more hours.
Okay. Miss Sara, if you receive any answer or any information regarding a possible update in the hours, you can let me know, okay, so I can follow up on that.
I truly will. Let me write your net number down again. I mean, I have amnesia, so you got to bear with me. And I wrote it on another page, but why I have you here... Alberto, R-T-O, and what is your phone number again?
Yeah, my phone number is 267.
Uh-huh.
551.
551, go ahead.
7431.
Okay, no extension?
My extension is 131. However, that's my direct phone number.
Okay, gotcha. Now, question for you.
Yep.
I got a mail, and I don't do modern technology. I don't do cell phones. I mean, I Google a little and text a little, but other than that, I don't know how to do any of that. Now, I got a little thing from using the mail yesterday. Hold on one second. Ouch, hold on.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. Hold on, let me put another light on. Here's my reading glasses. Gosh darn, I've got so much going on. I had a doctor's appointment. The lady from the insurance company was coming at 3:30, and she just called and canceled because of the weather. So, okay, it's this little box. It's a little thing. I don't know what the heck it is.
Okay, Sara, that actually is for the caregiver to clock in and clock out. We noticed that Catherine, she had, in the past, there was a time that she was not clocking in and clocking out. And lately, she's been clocking in, but there are days that she mentioned that the fan is not working. So we sent this FOB for her to be able to call in and call out. That's a device that usually it should provide a passcode that the call is going to request to Catherine. Of course, I need to provide her with the instructions so she can use it when she's not able to use her own phone to call in and call out.
Let me finish this here because I know sometimes before, I mean, I have been with healthcare, and I had asked them in the past, for the fact I don't do modern technology. And this was a couple of years ago. I do paper. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't understand modern technology, and I like to see what the hell is going on my own. So paper is much easier for me. But as that girl Sarah, what is it? I don't know what it's called. His phones now. And for Catherine.
I'm sorry, Ms. Sarah. The call is breaking right now. I'm not able to hear you well.
Hey, I got to get closer to the phone now. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, because I just had her read this, and she said, I don't know what it is. So, yeah, because it was a few minutes ago I had Catherine read this, because the lady from the insurance company just called and canceled her appointment today, and I have doctors tomorrow, and I have doctors all this week coming, I mean, after this weekend. So this is for her, okay. And
yeah.
So I will have her call you, and you can give her the instructions.
Yeah, actually, I'm also going to send it to her email. She and I were texting in the morning regarding some questions that she had. But now that you confirmed that you received the FOB, I'm going to send her the instructions via email, okay?
What questions? First of all, what I want to ask you, my workers, did she ever get... because Sarah was supposed to send me papers and never have, and I'll be honest with you, I was thinking possibly I may be changing companies because I have asked from May for these papers because I don't do modern technology, and I asked her 3 different times, and she said they'd be in the mail, and it's now August, and the papers were never sent to me. And no disrespect, I don't deal with people that are unorganized when it comes to me asking something, because I am the client. If it wasn't for my sicknesses on both parts, people wouldn't be making the money. You follow, for me as one person. But I would have preferred the paper more so than a phone. That was my choice, but I understand that's not a choice. But with one company, it was a choice. They told me that I could have the worker either use a phone or we could sign the papers every day. And the paper was my choice. But now I hear everything's changed. Can I ask what questions did she have to ask? Was it about, because I had asked Sarah on the phone again why she has not received, and I first she said to me, which I really didn't get, because I mean, the last company I was with, they couldn't find anybody to work with me when the person that was working with me had left. So they told me to call different companies, and that's what made me, that's how I led up to use. Because they couldn't find a worker for me, and this is when I had no one. What was I saying? But did she yet get her damn sign-in pay, which has been, what now, 13, 14 weeks? And what Sarah said, use $100. First she said $100, and I said, are you out of your mind? Not for nothing, because the last company I was with and the woman that was with me for a long time, it was a $600 sign-in fee that she got. Which, I mean, if somebody's going to take their time and help me with every little thing, because my health is just getting worse and worse and more things. And then Sarah said, oh, well, I'll make it $250. But the factor was, and we were both on the phone with Sarah, and, like, how long does it take her to get her sign-in fee?
Her sign-in bonus?
Yeah, because she's never gotten it yet.
Okay, let me take a look.
And Sarah said, well, then I'll make it $250 because she said, because people bounce from company to company. And I said, honey, that's not me. I said, my last company, woman left back to her country. They couldn't find anybody to work with. And we called. Finally told me to check different companies because they couldn't find anybody to work with me.
Oh.
I jumped from company to company. It was they just didn't have anybody to come help me. But I had asked Sarah since May to send me papers, and 3 times she told me they were in the mail, and I have never received them, and it's now August. So I find that being not organized, and that's something I will not tolerate. I'm sorry, but I don't have to tolerate it. You follow me? Because there's so many different companies.
Yeah. Okay, well, regarding the bonus, I can see here that it was already paid to the caregiver. Personally, I cannot provide you that information to you when was paid, but I can send the information to Ms. Catherine so she can have that
So
on
she
the
did
email.
already. All right, then I wouldn't be asking you. I know the
Yeah.
last time we were on the phone with Sarah, she had not received it yet. So I'd never asked her again if she received it, but I figured while you were on the phone, I would just make sure because I just didn't know why yous were taking so long. You don't want to lose a worker, you understand, for stupid. I don't need to lose a worker for stupid things. And like I says, and then Sarah said she changed it to 250 instead of 150, which was the lowest for workers. But I was always long with the same workers, you understand? Like the last
Yeah.
lady I had, she went back to Dominica. She went back to Dominican Republic. And I was with her for a very long time. And sad because, I mean, we worked very well together. She was very good with me, but the signing bonus for her was, I remember, was 600. And then when Sarah's saying, well, that's because people jump from what to what. I've never jumped from what to what. The companies couldn't find people to come work with me. They're the ones that told me to look at different companies because they said they couldn't find anybody to come to this location to work with me when I didn't have somebody. So that's that there. But all right, so what else did you want to ask me?
Well, that was it. I already completed the monthly follow-up, Miss. All right. So thank you so much.
Have a
I'm
nice
going
day.
to. I hope you have a nice day, and I will provide Catherine
All
with the
right.
information.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.